A pilot program in San Francisco is testing whether paying jurors a daily $100 stipend helps increase the economic and racial diversity of jury pools. Preliminary findings from the city's Financial Justice Project are showing some promise. Yolanda Jackson came in to tell us about it. She's executive director and general counsel of the Bar Association of San Francisco. She started by explaining the problem the program is trying to address.
Even before this pilot, if you got called for jury duty, you could always claim a hardship. And it's very common to claim a hardship for financial reasons. And then you're not asked to sit. You're kicked off the jury and are out of the jury pool, and you don't serve. What that led to, the studies showed, was more white and wealthy juries. And no one believed that's a good thing, because you see all sorts of people come through the court system, especially in the criminal justice system. And that is not a true image of a jury of your peers if your jury is all white and wealthy, or predominantly white and wealthy.
A city survey found over 80% of people who participated in this program said they could serve on a jury because of the $100 a day stipend. So what does that tell you?
The $100 a day, which is what this pilot put into place, has really made a difference. So people who are employed where their employers do not pay for them to serve, they're self-employed, underemployed, unemployed. This really made a difference for people. People really enjoyed the fact that they could actually participate in their civic duty. And they didn't have to feel like they couldn't feed their family or pay their rent to do it. So it was a really positive experience all the way around.
So from a legal standpoint, what does it mean to have more economically and racially diverse jury pools?
It means better deliberations amongst the jury pool. It means more life factors coming into the conversation when people are deciding life and death for someone, life imprisonment for someone. And that is the purpose of having a jury. If you are going to take kind of a monolithic group and have them decide for a swath of a diverse community what the outcomes of a case should be, we can just do bench trials where there's basically just one judge making the decision. But the whole purpose of a jury trial is to have people from various walks of life considering the facts and weighing in on a very important decision that's going to change somebody's life.
Is there anything like this program elsewhere in California or the country?
My understanding is this is a first of its kind pilot. So in March 2023, they're going to do another study of the outcomes and surveying people. And then they want to get the study results out to other localities to think about it. Now, you could imagine the biggest barrier will be money. Mm-hmm. But I think the results are pretty impressive, you know, because we all know that economics are tied to race, right? And so it really just does take a big swath of people out of consideration to sit as jurors. And again, the demographics that came out of the study were pretty impressive. When they measured the race of the groups, of the people who participated in the pilot, and it was 37% white, and these were people who actually got paid and served. So 37% white, 13% Hispanic Latino, 7% mixed race, 5% African American, and 1% Hawaiian. That almost mirrors the demographics in San Francisco and the general population. Like there's just a percentage point or two off in some categories, but it's very similar to the makeup of the city.
Yolanda, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yolanda Jackson is Executive Director and General Counsel of the Bar Association of San Francisco. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.